We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition on with us here today as we preview the Veterans Day activities, the parade, and the ceremony of honor at Peace Memorial Auditorium. Chuck Sexton, Melody Sexton, Janet Nichols, and Jed Dunham joining us here in studio. And did you have something to say, Dave?
No, really. I need, you know, it's four against one, maybe five if I include you, Brandon.
But Dave, I'm always on your side.
We're on the right side.
Yeah, but Chuck counts for, like, you know,
at least 10.
Yeah,
Chuck
yeah.
brings a presence. I will agree.
Exponentially.
Yeah. There's that. So I'm just we're excited about being part of it. We've been broadcasting the ceremony ever since the first one, and I don't know when that started.
It's almost 26 years ago?
It's
30 years.
Yeah, it's 30.
Yeah, 30 years ago
year.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's,
when the Desert Storm victory ceremony in 91.
Yeah. I've been at every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicely done, sir.
You were only four at the time. So
there's not too many other people that can say that they've been at every one of them.
Say Dave was younger than I am now 30 years ago.
Dave was never younger than you are now.
You know, Chuck.
Yeah, I do. I know.
You're what, a year younger than me? Did we figure that out?
No, we're the same age, man.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
We are?
What happened?
Be quiet.
What happened? What happened?
That is as open a question as there ever could possibly be asked here on the radio.
All I know is love for you, David. But I digress. Let us talk about the Vet Fest.
I'm sorry, you've taken Brandon's job.
Yes, I have. Tell me about the Vet Fest.
I only speak to Brandon. I will speak to you.
Okay, yeah, tell us more about the Vet Fest.
Thank you, Brandon.
It's a terrible thing when your wife says that.
I'd be happy to tell you more about the Vet Fest. This is our first year that we're going to have a festival in City Park, and we're calling it Vet Fest.
Yes, we are.
And it's coming together amazingly, thanks to Major Chris Reed and the cooperation we're getting from, the county, Riley County,
City of Manhattan,
Parks and Rec. It's really
Fortress Riley,
the first infantry division.
Yeah, well.
First, I know I could go on. It's really amazing. But Major Reed is the conductor, putting it all together, and it's free to the public. And the weather's going to be gorgeous, so we encourage everybody to come out. We're going to have for the little ones. We're going to have four bounce houses. For the bigger ones, we're going to have military vehicles. We'll have an M1A1. Tank. And we're going to have a Bradley.
Yes, we are.
My husband laughed at me because I said we have a tank and then we have a Bradley. And that's an infantry woman. Anyway, that's infantry joke. So we're going to have an MRAP. And I'm not 100. What does that stand for?
Mine resistant.
Something. Anyway, it's a vehicle. And
it's a big truck.
And we're going to, I was just talking to our food vendors today. So I talked to Brad this morning about the Vista food truck, and that's going to be there.
What great support we've gotten out of him.
I know. He really supports our veterans.
Yeah. They've got the coffee group that he helps support, so it's excellent.
Yep. And then I was talking to Robert with Holy Smoke and Barbecue, and we are on with that. And I think the two trucks are going to complement each other so well. So I would encourage everybody to stop in, take a look at everything, grab some lunch. It's going to be a gorgeous day to be outside.
Hot coffee if you choose.
Hot coffee will be there.
Yeah, hot coffee will be there. Hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a mitzvah like we talked about last time, Jen. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
And that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in City Park. So we've got a nice lot. You have time to watch the parade, go in and watch the ceremony of honor, come out. We'll still be there. It'll be lunchtime, and join us for lunch and a lot of fun.
And also, if you're a vet, it's your time to take a bow in front of some of these people. You know, the There I Was stories can come out. We'll listen. You know, there'll be a crowd that'll listen. And it's your chance to get with other vets and just talk about things, potentially.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll have some booths there from K-State ROTC, I think the Air Force and the Army.
VA.
And the VA is going to be there with their mobile vet center. So, you know, we encourage everybody, come for the parade, stay for the party.
Such a cool tagline.
I know.
Yeah, it's really
marketing.
Good.
Marketing wasn't my idea, but I like it. And then, can I real quick just mention our podcast?
Yes, absolutely.
We have... just published this morning, just published this morning podcast number 7, which is the final of the 3 episodes of our Desert Storm.
The trilogy.
The trilogy. And it's just in time for the parade. It fits in with the theme. It's the Desert Storm Mother of All Battles Part 2. And it's where Chuck and Jay Borja and Tony Nichols talk about, yes, the Tony Nichols.
Yeah. The Tony Nichols.
He's an artist.
Talk about the actual battle of Desert Storm. We were talking with Jed about some of that out in the lobby earlier. So I'd forgotten how fun it was to record that episode. It's been a few months. So that is up and running anywhere you get podcasts.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing those stories in that podcast, because I know not everybody likes to share stories of their time in service, and I think it's a really neat kind of an expose for listeners.
Well, it's cathartic to a certain degree, and it also allows veterans to talk with other veterans, and it's not obtrusive. Mm-hmm. So primarily, it's just somebody starts the conversation, and then it just goes from there. It riffs off each other.
I would say even at that, though, there's some stories that veterans aren't going to share, because I know there's more Desert Storm stories that Chuck has that we're not going to talk about, because then it becomes voyeuristic. I think when you talk about it. And so, but there's some really good stories in this one.
Well, there's reasons to be proud.
Really, reasons to be proud, and a little emotional, I think, for at least for me. But yeah, so thank you, Brandon. I'm glad this one's really good. This episode's really good.
Yeah,
and we do have listeners from all over the world.
We do.
That's really kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
You also have a couple of displays up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to talk about the displays, Mel? The ones.
Well, yeah. Oh, gosh, yes. We have Mike Cardella and Larry Morgan have done some terrific displays, military displays. There's one, and they're going on now through probably about noon on the 12th of November. But we have one at the Raleigh County Senior Center, and please wear a mask and bring proof of vaccination if you're going to that one. That has some really great displays. And then our...
That's not only displays. You actually get to interact with
us. Oh, there's tons of memorabilia.
Yeah. Memorabilia, yes.
It's really an impressive display. Mm-hmm. You really, if you are interested in military history, any American military history, that you need to stop by.
You need to stop by that, yes. And then the mall also has the posters that Larry does about different parades and veterans in our community. So it's pretty amazing. And don't forget breakfast at the American Legion.
Yes.
From 7 to 9, I believe.
Yes, and that then Briggs sponsors that. Yeah. So, yes.
And this year, what's cool is the American Legion is full open.
Yeah.
So you can go in and get your food and sit down with other vets and talk.
Free to veterans and active duty military.
And it's $5 to all others. Mm-hmm. So.
I think that's the hook coming in here. This is the music.
Oh, well. Janet, you want to talk about your lunch?
The next Manhattan MRC lunch, my programming is December 1st. It's at Four Points by Sheridan, and we have Major General David Weishar, who is the Adjutant General for the state of Kansas.
Which is really cool.
Thanks. Woo-hoo. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody on Veterans Day at the parade and all the other festivities.
From the mall to City Hall.
And we'll see you there, Dave.
I'll be there.
Yeah. And I'll high-five you. And Brandon, we'll see you, too.
Absolutely.
All right.